the first match, but otherwise we can proceed with the opportunity. The program is very interesting and we have much work for our advantage, also our advantage. But otherwise we wish ourselves good luck.
Honorable chairperson, honorable members, honorable MC, Michael Chaudhry, colleague from National Department of Health, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to present this afternoon the review of the portfolio committee, being the presentation from the Local Department of Health. My presentation overview will have 5 issues. The first one will be the human resource, with a message of committee health measures. The second one is the health infrastructure, where we are going to look at the infrastructure for solar intervention then for 6 million financial year. We are also going to try to deal with the financial management and planning of issues that were raised by the auditor general and plans to address them, supply chain management and procurement issues, progress and challenges regarding the implementation of the IDQ initiative. Starting with the human resource with the national community health workers, the Department of Health is involved. This is an indirect employer of community health care workers, and also the community health care workers are recruited through the non-profit organization that are funded by the department. The department has formally charged over those years. We have got day counselors, community care leaders, senior educators, people with HIV and AIDS support groups, facilitators and mentors now. And all the volunteers, signed up regulated through the Ministerial Determination, in collaboration with the Department of Labor Council and every year. Their cultural target is determined through NDQ guidelines. Department of Health, Department of Social Development and Department of Health use NDQ model, of which is in a rights employment of volunteers supported by the NGOs, and the recipients and provide services in the sector of the department that are funding them. NGOs are funded through 3-year cycle. The cost of proposal is advertised in newspapers. Normal members like process is followed to select system of NGOs company. As the discussions of the members are signed annually with successful NGOs, and fund that transfer to them in services of either 3 or 4 months to include volunteers who then provide the services. NGOs submit to report contacts to the department, and the department in turn monitor NGOs before transfer of every service. The department is currently analyzing a funding investment case for this decision to the financial management, and also from that particular line, you know, the investment case, though the advantages and disadvantages, and also looking at the model that would, you know, guide the management to take informed decisions in terms of the sustainability of the model that is to use. The funding investment case recommended and finally used will affect not only the CNC, but all volunteers. Not only the department, but all the department using volunteers. It is therefore recommended that the effort should make a balanced decision on the model of funding at this institution will affect all concerned department utilizing volunteers. The last point is that the national department is currently working on the standardization of the HTDC, which is the home base case. Number 2 is the infrastructure related issues. And the first line under the infrastructure is looking at the financial allocation related to the 6 million financial year. The department has been allocated 735, of which it is informed by the health and safety conservation grant amounting to 379, and also the equitable sharing project, which is funded by our position treasurer is Winter Sky with the project of Fali, amounting to 150 million. Video share, which is also known for maintenance, is also refreshed, amounting to 60 million, which has been funded by our position treasurer. And the video share, which is meant for maintenance of our infrastructure, amounting to 1.2 million, which has been allocated from our own video share. In terms of the summary of the project, that has been funded, the other political statements talking about the source of funding, also look at the project description, and also put the larger strategy involved. Starting with the health facilities that you have already indicated to say, we were project in construction, planning, design, data development, retention, the final account, provision of related health technology, organizational development, and quality improvement activities, as well as project from level and track background, which the department is still looking at. And the budget that is allocated for those money amounts to 300 million. We also have the video share of 150. We are going to do the replacement of electron and chemical equipment in the time of the March with the GDS 2021. Water and sanitation, purchase of the existing properties. Going to the 50 million that is also refreshed, we are going to do the test of the electron and chemical equipment in the 10 hospital of the deposit PS21. Water and sanitation, address the electrical certificate of compliance in 5 hospitals, maintenance of municipal offices, top up to the district maintenance budget, as well as composition of employees of the technical. We have the last 100 positions in the region of our own business management for the health of infrastructure and non-infrastructure as a health institution. The slides which I'm going to look at now is talking to the side of the health infrastructure project and implementing agents. There are around 4 slides that we are going to look at. Around the point that is allowed as we go through the fairly slide because it's just the beginning of the project. If you look at this, it's for the description of the project. For instance, the first one talks to construction project to be completed. The 16th financial year. Where the judge intended to say the implementing agent that will be carried out the land use is the Department of Public Works, as well as IDP, and the construction projects were gone. Whereas on the following one is construction project to start construction in 1670 for this year, where we still have public works, IDC and DPSA. So it goes on like that until slide number 8. Spent by generators for hospitals plus mobiles spent by generators. It's also been done by public works and DPSA, where instead of hospitals and 5 mobiles are involved. Also, they can power supply and use for clinics, so as IV clinics, we are friendly to public works, and in terms of the number of projects they are clinics. Provision of health technology, that is done by our department, and the clinic facilities that are going to be looking at. Organizational development and quality improvements, the department will be looking at that. 45 projects, local facilities, capacity and efficiency. Public works will be looking at that. Where we are saying as a department is a plan to centralize 7 million laundries or hubs and 5 days. Central tracks for repair, service and maintenance, that is handled by public works and DPSA, there are 12 projects. Adoption of the contract for the placement of equipment and material supply is in your public question, DSA, key projects. Increase of water mass storage capacity to 32 hours per day in case there are crises. Development of water and sanitation, 16 projects are involved. Upgrading the health center and other health facilities water condition is water first, 12 projects. Maintenance of water, sanitation and related waste, What happens? They are looking for the primary healthcare, which is called the C7 facilities. Facilities of some accommodation, when you will have something and inform the insurance office accommodation, this will be done by public works, where we are looking at 8 projects. IDMS capacitation, recruitment of these environment professionals and other researchers approved or not done, the department is running this project, waiting to design undergrad schools, and 16 beds in environmental professionals, 5 community schools, and 8 management schools. The last one is strengthening district and tenancy, recruitment of the center staff and termination and management. The department will be having that because 10 goes to finish. Budget is implementing items for 16 service professionals here. Here we are just going to look into the implementing items and how much has been given to carry out money that has been given to them. The first one being the Department of Public Works Road and Infrastructure, and given around 285 million. And also on the relation between the Department of Public Works and CDSA, we have given the magnitude because we have this project but we passed it over to the magnitude kingdom to carry out the mandate, whereas the IDC has been given 5 million. And the tax for the way amounts to 386 million. The local government of there, we were receiving 204 million, waiting the 100% of that is for the current directly managed health institution, and the 68 million is meant for health technology, organizational technology, and quality program, maintenance, activities, managed and provision office, and other related facilities. And I see the other amount of 79 million. Which is meant for the completion of project that was transferred from the local development of the health transfer contract to IDC, managed through a direct service delivery agreement between the department and IDC. Whereas the last one, which is 35 million, is a given to the water health, where it will be participated in the water association related mechanical and electrical contract for them to do that on behalf of the department. And the budget is still the same of 7.5 million. All the other infrastructure projects, here we are referring to donations, waiting we are indicated to say, end of partner has donated or given us the opportunity to hand on commercial and see Kuruwa, Naledi, and Marshall and Kuruwa. Whereas, this is the bottom of that, there were projects in the NHI Highland District, which is the effect. Implemented by the National Development of Health through the National Health Grants. Also, upgrading of voluntary cutting and safety facilities, infrastructure projects, which is also implemented by our National Development of Health through DPSA, where they have been funded by the general funding. On the other economic like targets and progress with regard to our infrastructure. In terms of our indicator, the first one is the number of projects completed, where in terms of the annual target percent we need to achieve 80. The first quarter we have a plan to achieve 2. In terms of the progress at the end of the first quarter, we achieve 5. 2, number of this is spending more than 90% of the administrative budget going to the technical schedule. We sent all the different materials, more than 90%. And that was the target we did for the first quarter. Only 4 sent, you know, more than 90% in 1 sent less. It was as a result of having lost, you know, our funding manager to run the district. And as of now, we have good percent of according to someone who has. And also the ABC is also resourceful and got a the new, existing manager to take over that distance. Key performance areas are controlling. Number of facilities that have had a board measure or higher facilities in the national health insurance current districts. The second was 23. We have planned to do 22 in our first quarter of the financial year. We managed to only achieve 6. Oder ich mache auch mal, ich mache es auch nicht, dass ich habe auch mal, 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 we are planning to do 20, of which, in terms of our plan, we said we will do that in the third quarter. Everything is not indicate the achievement there. Five, we said the same position, we have an agreement with the Department of Public Works, and any other implementing agency, we said we need to get into two, and it was not done for the first quarter, but we managed to do one. After the next condition, I have the date here on June 2016. Looking at our next condition, starting from previous condition here, the department spent about 601 million for the whole condition in 2016. And the budget allocation would like to indicate that it has increased significantly from what we had prior to the year to 725. And in terms of the health of the teacher, the city has allocated 38 million, which translates to 20% of our budget. We would like to indicate that yes, the health of the teacher is below 25%, but we are confident that those things have come in second quarter because we already put system in place. The expedition will be close to 50%. Infrastructure development implementation practice information and so on. Here we are talking about projects to start construction in 1570 by Sunday. This is the one that I was referring to earlier on. This is the around 4 slides that I put in the meeting. This is that expansion of the project in terms of the project name, the project description, what are we going to do in that particular description, and the progress today in terms of what we plan to do, and the construction strategies. Given the example of Mount Sinai, we also have described the completion of the linen stock, the ring room, flooring, paving, and stormwater drainage, platform pavings, and search for really locable units. And reintroduction of the dining hall into reaching hall, innovation of the bench staff accommodation units, commission of kitchen equipment. If we look at the problem today, we said, slide over dates to 29 July, basically. This is what we have planned, which is already apparent in terms of the planning. So if we look at the main date, we realize that we are referring up to July, which all the rules and conditions are already in place. So I would recommend that I give us the opportunity to proceed with that goal in our teacher development project individual up to the slide number 18 and now going to 19. When we look at the 19, it's alignment of existing and blockchain asset profile to the national and provincial priorities. Whatever the first one is the resident opportunities to provide a training platform of the first intake of mental and health French students, which you know, yes, we have already started this project. My HOD and who will give more information around this. Contribute to the reduction of maternal and infant mortality rates, where we have already built fit for functional units with maternity units, upgrade of maternity units, study of surgery, ambulances for children and conditions, accountability and consequent validation should be placed in the department of health. Whereas when we go to mental health services, we are turning to implementation of mental health acts by all hospitals, upgrading of infrastructure, review the school system in specialized hospital, recruitment of mental health specialists in the private sector. Proceeding further is on the proposed learning facilities. When we are talking about the same approach of the learning facilities, these hospital learning website facilities are not available and also are very common facilities and provide new learning equipment. And lastly, the challenge and the presentation program, where we are going to present critical support, mechanical and electrical equipment system, the waiting order, boiler, standby, generator, nuclear system, autoclaves, calorifiers, steam manipulation, ensure appropriate electrical supply. Und Sie sind Ihren Geschenk abhängig, beim Haken oder so, das haben Sie nur zur Sicherheit zu alles entlang der Feuerbewegung. Ab dem Monat am Land, wenn Sie nur die Anzeige des Christen Bogus, will er sich mal Bogus in der Löcher in die Straße. Wir haben auch so viel erwartet, wo es hat sich gedacht, wo es aber, wo es hat sich gehabt, zwei Sessionen in der Lebensmanagement, das war das Entscheidung, ich soll dann die Bogus, ich soll die Bogus, die Bogus erlernen, ich will das in der Straße, ich muss die Einzelnen zu den Zentrums, ab dem den Zentrum von der Inclusion of new infrastructure, increasing residential accommodation, a combination of construction and transition. Implementing a program ensures that each health meeting has a very plan and a physical certificate of compliance. The other issues are including the health facilities, including of access gates. We are also planning the center of the government will not reach during the first. The first phase of the electromechanical program, referring to Bushwalker, Blofung, Helen, FH for them down, the MGR, Lodrigas, Hayani, Nishima, Tabamoko, and Zephyr. Converted health condition and functional disability assessment, repair equipment, where we do it through the term contracts, maintain existing health facilities, and it will be done through the term contracts well. They call these environment professionals. In terms of the organization of all the information agents, I would like to summarize this around the issue between around of our information agents to say the same time to advertise whenever they are given projects, as well as you know monitoring of projects and the submission of projects in case where the breach of contract is not done very fine, and it's not a problem that you know we are experiencing with our information agencies, hence there is no progress in terms of our system. I think that is the summary of all these problems that are there. Challenges and plan intervention in terms of the markets. The first one is aging and inappropriate, mostly for people's infrastructure and equipment. There were many conclusions in the research that the end user requirements should be guided and encouraged in policy and in legislation, not designed for end user differences. To inculcate a culture of visual change and help reach population by the health end users and acquire thereof. To also be sensitive to the time lag between approval of visual cases and health reach and implementation, continual revision of approved documents. Move away from the culture of shifting everything as an emergency. Some form of mandatory attendance can be input to planning and prioritization of projects, the substitution of capital based planning committee. Then one might utilization of facilities after practical completion of this program. Each proposed project should be accompanied by how it is going to be resolved, particularly on the health providers and the operational area, because we end up with, you know, functions that are quite elegant as a result of the result of the operational functions. Limited capital and maintenance budget versus the needs, producing the work and the technical capacity on the health capability, update data and cost of needs and stability for research treasure, national department of health and national treasure. Level of care contracts referring to maintenance, equipment and furniture. We are now in the process of confirming the legislation and advertising the award bid before June 2016. We have already done the specification at best, you know, on the timeline, I think we'll accept the decision that before the end of the second quarter. Consider all the ability to implement any assistance and program arrangements. The question was to maximize on the current potential strength and health sector capacity. We include the opportunity to attend 9 courses of development performance, which are going to use the PhD professional, the 6 and currently 2 and 1 manager. Participation in existing term contracts, which we have already started because we already participated in some of the contracts that have been concluded by other organizations. Begin with the maintaining term contracts, which we are in the process of analyzing. These relationships between internal Pentecostal order, which is making a halt from project identification, product position, and user environment, communicate more appropriately and effectively, infrastructure, de-extending items in our strategic management system. Coming to the third item, which is concerned by the management of the issues that were raised by the Solicitor General and Plans for the Director. Earlier on, when we prepared this presentation, we addressed the issue of forcing safety in Tanzania. But especially when we really drew our presentation, we said it was not going to prepare for the issue of forcing safety in Tanzania, and which is more relevant and more appropriate. But when we look at forcing safety in Tanzania, the department of citizens can divide for his opinion, two members of interest, and those members of interest were searching based on the frequent and wastefulness in nature, it was regular expenditure, also the statement of corresponding figures, and material dependent of our data. Let me pack all these plans that we had in the 4350, which we were trying to address 4350, you know, by the time we had issued, and go to the 1550. Because the 1550 is the current audit outcome. In the 2016 audit, we got the fund by the audit opinion, where the qualification came from movable tangible parcel and liner, approved departmental revenue, including costs and benefits. Let me expand them in terms of what transpired. The first one, when we talk about movable tangible capital assets, AG was concerned of having a problem with the completeness of our asset system. There were certain assets that we found on the floor, but were not in our asset register, and some which were found on our asset register and were not found on the floor, which is issue of the system. At the department, we said this was a breach in order to remove this particular problem in our audit report. The department is going to embark on the comprehensive audit verification, and the department is going to appoint asset controller to the board of SAFRAS. We realize that the issue of ownership of the assets is only left with the branch finance, whereas we are going to be the responsibility of each and every end user. And now we are going to make the point that the tech control of the assets and that should be on a monthly basis. Introduction and implementation of the quarterly asset count report, which will be expected from the asset controllers who we appointed, and we are also saying we're going to introduce and implement the audit file, which will be updated monthly for all asset adjustments. This year was very hard when we had that there were adjustments which were done on our asset report. As and when we were expected to provide information that substitutes the adjustments, it took time because we had to go to the hospital. So we then said no one will be allowed to adjust other than the head office, so that the head office should file or keep those documents, so that when AG needs those documents, we should just provide. Number two is approved departmental revenue. Here we were found wanting in terms of completeness of our approved departmental revenue. AG went to the extent of indicating that patient visits are not recorded in our system, and as a result, our departmental revenue is unaffected. They went to the extent of also saying our patients, they are admitted to the system, and when they are discharged, wrong information or data is used. So we said to the department, we are going to record patient who is not visiting the hospital, and the location captured on the system. Meaning that we are going to take on the union to dispatch patient who is and recognize them with what is on the system in order to make sure that every patient who has visited our facility has been captured on the system and the bills are appropriate. We are going to monitor all completeness and application of the patient visits and being on the system. We said we are also going to assess amount that will not be recoverable and engage our position center in the process of writing off. Here we are going to address the problem of patients who were found not to have been for so many years since 2007, and when you go to our institution, you find that five are being received from all the corners. But when you come to those particular pages, it is very easy that you ask, please, if you put them on the issue, the amount is not probable for us to recover. So we said, it will not be fruitful for us to continue sending those information on the issue. We are going and request for help of negotiating this, on those particular projects to be put in relation. We just have to identify a request for a blanket write off after identification, and after writing off, we start on the case because we are from a province where most of our patients are poor, to understand that they are not even paying whatever they are owing us other than medical aid and drugs. Review the policy on write off of patients. We want to be in a process that will assist us in writing off all the debts that are not probable or are still current, in order to make sure that our debt book is updated. On inquiry costs and benefits, we will clarify on concept of a time policy, making our concept of a time policy require us or doctors to find the register set and when we are doing our time. The department is going to understand of the development of the policy and ensure that starting from April 2016, the doctors who are doing committed over time, they are not supposed to sign their register except those that are on group 1 and group 4, but group 2 and group 3, we have put the system to manage the degree of overtime, but not to sign the second register because that is the one that has compromised. Manage the organization of tender system with employees in our records. You have decided to address the issue of the leave retirement, where we have realized that section leave forms were captured very late. Some were captured when the auditors, and we are also clarified on that. We are saying now we will have to reconcile on the landing system in order to make sure that we change from the leave register to the system. And we're going to also do leave forms to decrease chronologically, 5 long chronologically. If ever a leave has been taken, we'll make the point that that leave, when it's filed, is filed in a manner that it will be used as pending for 1 year on the landing basis. Mandatory recognition of attendance and visa will be records and investigate any exceptions. Meaning that on the landing basis, the department is taking a resolution to say we have not called the audit steer com. The audit com is the one that we need to have on the auditor. So we are saying now we will continue to make sure that all these issues are looked at on the money basis and we go to the service to make sure that they are addressed before the next audit. On the issue of the audit of the physical mind agency, the department was voted on the program which is this exercise. We got an advice conclusion on the misplays of the information. The department was said that we should maintain the finance. We got the disclaimer conclusion on the liabilities of the information. The department is saying we are going to improve on the record system. We are going to strengthen performance reviews at district level and facility level. We are going to strengthen monthly verification of data. We are going to report. Reports will not be consolidated without a portfolio of leaders. Whereas the other program which was audited is program by Central and National Hospital, we also got a modified conclusion on the usefulness of information. We are going to maintain. And on the liability we got qualified, and we are going to strengthen the performance of this one at different levels and specific levels. Standard mandate is the verification of data. Reports will not be consolidated without portfolio of leaders to ensure that it is reliable. Point number 4, supply chain management and procurement. I think the other issue was the development and implementation of procurement plan. We said we inform compliance with the development of procurement plan that quality issue within departments. We will analyze and award contracts for strategic commodities of which the department is in the year 2015 and 2017 we have already done a lot in terms of pushing those strategic contracts, and we believe that by the end of this financial year, all will have been finalized. Facilitating participation in transversal contract, which will bring under the guidance of our national society and provincial center. revised the briefing in our attention in relation to green powers to the CEO. We are also currently on the plan to meet the conflict of interest. We are also making sure that supply chain practitioners, as well as the business administration committees, will sign the code of good conduct, and we are also meeting our HCM personnel. We have already done that, and the foundation will be very easy. Progress and challenge regarding implementation of the ICT initiative. Here we are talking about the current status where we are saying the department identified 248 primary healthcare facilities that need to be scaled up to IVD for the current financial year, and the department is currently ranked 3rd at 27% together with different teams in terms of overall IT screening progress for 16% financial year. 2 minutes into COVID district have already reached a new status for 16% which is Elantra, which is 91%, and Harvard Clinic at 8%. 34 of Pyramid Service, which is 10% PhD facility assets, scored 8% and above. Current results continue. Singapore district is ranked number 10 among the best performing districts in the country at 56%. Mumbai district is the lowest performing district in the country at 36%. Mutsuba Clinic is ranked 2nd lowest performing in the country at 70%. But in terms of the progress today, this is the Sukuri district which I've already alluded to, and the two clinics which are the clinic of Sukuri, and also the T4 of the T4, which is translated to 9% clinic, but which is called the Kedelaba. Challenges of IV clinic. Implementing partners and stakeholders, according to 2 seconds, department signed for an agreement with the focus department from there, only relating to our COFSA as well as departmental partners. So, the development partners in this is not being involved on IGC projects is a challenge. And the other proposal is insufficient funding and delay of ACM processes in our institution. Patient record is another challenge where you have 6% compliance patient record content adhering to interpretive clinical service model prescription. Filing and hiring compliance only at 9% due to insufficient space, whereas we only have 45% of the pharmaceutical are in our facilities. Patient service organization access wheelchair only in 14% of our facilities. But in terms of signage and logistics, signage on main road facilities are available for 25% of our facilities, and community engagement are not open day connectors in only 90% of our facilities, no training committees. CMR's response time within the norm of the 36%, which is 36%. Only 8% of staffing is in line with the horizon for the cost of population. 55% of PhD participants are under the operational manager. Infrastructure and maintenance, we have insufficient funds to control inflation equipment and furniture. In terms of the academic organization, 30% in mobile, 30% in the best 34 family, 36 technical and 37 common. 8% of PhD participants have a functional backup in the 2-car plan, where 16% of PhD participants experience physical aid and routine mechanical service. Integrated clinical service management, protocols and guidelines available and implemented to get only 30% of our PhD participants attention.
Kind of person in Popo, we actually out our sourcing of government services in our facilities. And that's why we are planning already to start having such services in our facilities. And even at another service that patient care, you know, services, catering services, which we are already also doing and we will intend, you know, all of our hospitals to know what we need to do in terms of buying new equipment and new resources and life. By the way, some of our hospitals have been doing social. So actually we threw up from that experience that we could do it. And the next issue which I want to just mention a bit is referring to, you know, page 21 mentioned from the first bullet, that most of our facilities, you know, historically there is not quite a master plan. And when you want to add a structure within that hospital, you find that a master plan on the hospital is not there. So currently we are going to check and we are actually doing master plans for all our hospitals so that for future planning we could know where and expand and plan. Some hospitals we find that, you know, it's not, you know, historically a house of residents close to the wall and you find another service somewhere far away, like they say machine keep far away from here and that. So we are trying to revamp that in terms of you know, master plan. Relating to commitment by executive management of the department, we have actually decided that all the senior managers in head office will be allocated to individual clinics to make sure that the support is there. So it shouldn't just be a support by the district or whatever. And again, when we are visiting a hospital and executive management, top executive management, on that particular day, we will be traveling a radius of almost 60 kilometers to visit also the clinic. The main thing is that when we are visiting those clinics and the hospitals in the area, and we are all there, HR, any issue relating or needing head office intervention, we will be doing it there. We are not going to wait for a submission to come to head office. We will deal with it there and then on that particular day. So that is actually also relating to ideal clinic, you know, a need, which has been a challenge when we are starting the first phase, you know, the Apple financial crisis. And again, just a bit about, you know, what the issue is relating to, you know, other than the human revenue. We are saying to the CEOs that they are accounting officials, right there. As a CEO, it's almost like a clock now. He or she should know how much was in the kit in terms of that cash for revenue, but unfortunately, it's not clear this is not forever. But now moving on, at the end of the day, the CEO should know that today we have collected half cash, 27 million. Month and how much? So this is exactly a few things which we are going to do. I think let me just say that the role of DCSC relating to protocols and guidelines, they are currently reviewing this to make sure that those documents are reviewed and even standardized. Because when you move from one thing to another, you are going to find different or very old, you know, protocol or guidelines.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Just to add to what we have over to you. I know that one question that you might be asking the last time we provide our advice in the public. So the question of asking is in terms of the energy management and the data hospital level. And the issues that we discussed with committee advised the department to look into how can we go to the world. Our competition is going very high, but it's the same while it is that they have the king. So we do not see here, because the way it's been published, they will advance. One of the issues is when we do our own investigation, most of some of our students are not complying with the standards. When you say a hospital that was less than 110 beds must have, be managed by one can be the CEO and the CEO in her mind, and also have manager finance, deputy manager supply chain, deputy manager budget. And we've noted that that exercise and training will involve a lot of labor, because interaction, because you are tampering with people. But the process, we will not engage all our unions who understand that we can make a lot of savings, and the money will therefore be directed to provide enough ground and laundering and separation institutions. We are going to be talking by the end of the financial year. All our teachers will be involved. We will already start piloting with our hospitals. So is our London. If you can see our infrastructure, the London hubs that we really want to say, if you are in Mumbai, most of the around the lab should be utilizing that hospital for the London services, not outsourcing. And that work has been done. The only thing is just to get the infrastructure, especially on the equipment for the kitchen, which is new hospital, and few other hospitals that are left, and also on the producer. So we need the human resources to do that. Now what we realize that we're spending a lot of money on the structure that we're doing, it's very cheap when you pick up that, but which is not supposed to be the case. So we are in that particular process. But I think next time we'll be the report will be a complete report that we have to talk to that. Now the actual investment that we need to be honest and share with the community that as you can start the cases, operational numbers are finalized when something like risk management has been going through this plan and are not finalized, you will continue to remain with all the team, with CSA, it's everybody there. Because now you are the CFO, you are suspended, or you are suspended to another department. We can't avoid it, the court is lost, we will get somebody there. Now that process is the one which, if it's really honestly bringing us as a department in the province to say, we need those cases to be finalized. It's not only us, even other departments that we are under reaching out. When you tell them, they are just pushing it because you find their HOG and find your last while the person is under way, a case, and then occasionally your contract expire or you get described. Being on the side of government. But we were saying, if we can't have cases that are going on and on, up until when, because it's entirely not safe to do that, then we need to have executive management. Without, if you look at age refinement, most of the issues that are here, they are not financial, they are mainly corporate services. They just have a teacher, record keeping, management of coaches over time, management of leave. Those are things that are corporate services. We don't have a GDP for corporate services. And this is some important pattern. We believe that we will be able to move towards an audit, which is what we want. We want to find that our company. There was also an issue on the HR pilot where we have not been able to, I think it was slide 5, we did not do well. We have not done well on the HR with every partner. We have now appointed a new project manager who will be called the problem. The previous project manager who was appointed by the HR was not stationed at the HR travel time. It is like you are in charge, you are the senior of operations and you can't even move. Nothing will happen in those case if we keep to be told. So what we say is that this is like a pilot, you are calling money or piloting money. Where is the piloting of HIV? So from the first of all, we have appointed an FC project manager where the process is appointed and who will be stationed. The current FC is stationed in the inventory, which is a private site where the FC is, and we'll be able to monitor and be able to give us proper reports. We believe that by the next quarter, we'll be able to have met the challenge that we are living. There was a slide which the CEO has requested me to speak about this issue, since slide 9 in all the national, and I will support of the portfolio committee, the bank support us and the company to say it would be beneficial to 1994 that we have a major school that we would have built from scratch. If you remember, Medusa was a university geographically located in Northwest and using a routing address as being a investor in gold. We have then D-Match, and now we've got Super Mahathir School of Health Sciences, which is there, which is functional. Now we're saying the investors in gold never had a proper medical school. And for us to improve the level of doctors that this country needs, you will have to. And as in hope, we have been funding a lot of students to come from A and Western K to start with it. When they complete, and you are born, how many people are, there is not this building, public. You come and come here. Who will want to go back where the children go to school and see? That's why Western K to go to colleges. The number of doctors in colleges are more than the doctors in Popo, the whole province. I'm actually unfair because even people in the whole province like Popo, they have to care. It's true.
I think, you know, we've done a consultation. It's true.
Because, and if you look at those doctors, you go to see people. You check what the hell is happening. But also, the minority, they come from the home. You go to the state, they come from the home. Even now, some of them, like now when you see at the head of local or the week, the head of the state, call a big machine, and it's calling on your own people in the city who are staying. You will don't have to come over weekend to come and overlay. I'm saying, for us to attract those professors to leave, quarantine, or to leave city, or to leave other countries, to come back to Europe, they are all provincial people. That the public plan, we might have the business today. We should attract them because they are facing their argument. We want you to not come and have open internally. We want to come and teach, want to publish, want to do research, want to do all these things. Now we want to be something we want to do. And that's what we need to do. We can't stay here and do not become head among and concentrate. We want to do that. So this is the issue of the medical school. This control committee must assist us in running that strategy. It must function, it must be at all costs, irrespective of. We need that's the way a solution towards producing doctors for this particular country, being trained in the country. I think many questions were raised when Medusa was formed. If you remember, those of you who were there, I was not there. But when Popo was formed, there was a reason why he went there to partially fight for the Medusa to be established. When he was established, he wanted to develop a second-hand doctor who would be a substandard man working under the supervision of the doctor of race or policy. But he went there to he wants a doctor that will be equal to the same color. And today we've got that university, which has produced many doctors that are working in rural areas. So let's say that medical school in the world, if it is supported, it will be able to produce doctors that will work in the world. We have admitted 59 students this year. And the problem is we committed, I think it was 10 million, 10 million that we have used to work the funding. And that money is only for those students who are there. We took many of our focus on the Umala and the Popo, provinces that do not have their own medical school. So we say our government must be serious about producing doctors in this country. So we need to have this. We've already started to get support from our campaign of saying build a strong medical school. We'll give you an example. The well-known chance professor Mokulan, who was one of those who went to farm Medusa, after he has come back and been teaching and looking as we speak now, but the chance is in that. Professor Ismu Koko, also, we are meeting, I'm meeting him because he said we are here, we want to face this and want this project to come. Professor Madiba, also the retired dean of faculty of medicine in the University of Pretoria, is a cardiologist. He's there now, he has started with the rest of others to build our cardiology. So it's from the discussion to go to the university. I'm going to give you an example to those well-known or אחרים שכל זה מובילים עם הרכוש, כשלא הייתי איזשהו שם, שלא ביליתי לרכוש בניסן שישי, כך שהם ביליתי. ואני מבין שאתה יודעת, הוא עדיין מתחוק, אבל הוא עדיין אישו אוף מתנה מרכזית. יש אינטרנט אותי עם מתנה מרכזית. We have seen that the personal infrastructure talks to you about the state of the art infrastructure. But I always summarize it to say, one of these marginal or the influence of cultural modernity in this account is not only in Europe, if we can use the state of the art at least amongst our staff. That is it's when in progress, when we are being working very hard. A lot of the main accountability were it's in every material that happens in the problem. The presentation must be done, then the HOD and the head of the health branch to explain what is really happening. Now, in the case of the CEO and the general manager and the best manager, there is one woman that is the woman that is like, it's a kind of issue that you don't want to see happening. You want to bring life, you don't want your life to be taken away. So, if we were bringing that accountability to say, all the best manager and the game are prepared, if the fault is on us and the state, which is not provided pretend, yes, whoever is the CEO must be accountable, why is he buying them? Or if there is your HOD, who must be held accountable? But if the issue will cause us to wake up and begin wake up and manage the patient, we must also be able to do that. Or if you give the patient access to hospital, or if they deliver on the gate, it's also another area that we need to do that. So those are the two major things that I need to talk with a very close to my heart how one would want his members to be the medical school of his success. Secondly, there is no one that I need to talk about they want to be fed. Those are the two things that I would want to see my friend in the members.
Thank you,
Elise,
for your question. The only thing that I do is that I'm only to advocate so it's like the rest of my thank you very much. I think we've raised some very important issues, which I think that we will have to change in so many, because at the end, it's just that we need to check on all our health issues that are in the area. All of those issues that we have to do, and really we can get to the purpose of our policy and to serve the community. My son-in-law is a medical doctor who grew up in Kenya. Questions? say you have the James or the Cordell or the Holy, the rest of the
Thank you. accomplishment. We recall that we came to the conclusion that accomplishment is not happiness. It's not conclusion. And therefore, a new hospital has to be built. And how far in that process was at some point we told now it's time to offer an end. Has the issue been resolved and what is the process now as we speak around that hospital? There were also issues of most of the equipment that were there were either a service because there was no contract. And we resolved that now. And then the other issue, such a very interesting one, on the constructions, but one is as many provinces grants were terminated their relationship with the IMC because they are of the view that it's costly and to be not that it's a ship that has been married. I'm not having a ship it's IMC heroes and we have got all that well compared to the rest of other provinces. And then I'm sure that the airport, the World Trade and Sanitation is one of the people. Do they have the capacity to implement a huge program, too many projects, close to 600 projects that must be implemented by all the examiners? Do they have the capacity to assist you at what the relationship is between yourself and them, and whether you pay them in behalf or they do them themselves at their own cost, just tell them that they have this problem, they come and assist you at their own budget, or you, it's your own budget, and then they are implemented on your behalf, like what public works does. And then last year, I must not say we are disappointed by your outcome. Because we celebrated last year, that we both were in a short time from Freeman to qualification and then I got now we are aggressive. On that to qualification. I'm thinking back to where you were. Can you assure us that you're not moving back there at that comfort zone where you were originally? Can you give us an assurance that we're not going to find yourself going back to that space again? That's all.
I'm not sure I have heard the issue in here about the university, and I think we really have to respond to that. Because it's not, I don't think we have any legitimacy to say it either. Because I'd be quite critical about this, you know. It may be that, I mean, I fully support the expansion of our education and training platform when it comes to medical training. I've been involved in discussions about Socrates' role in responding to the demand for epidemiologists and public health specialists for the African Union program, the African CDC program as a whole. And so I think a large concentration of universities. So there is a need to plan to recruit the population, to take into account migration patterns. And it may be that in the football, you don't know if it's a university, but it's part of a satellite campus that focuses in specialty areas related to disease burden on drugs or the region. And I think you should look at that quite seriously.
that's quite far from the testing strategies for doctors in more rural provinces and the only problems. But doctors of our family and some other practice in rural areas, and they're like only human beings, they want to show them to do what? Go to good schools. Does the local drive to schools? They want to live in safe areas. So I think we really creative about that. To create an incentive structure for medical doctors to go to more rural oriented provinces. Because I haven't looked at the figures, I mean, if your doctor's population ratio is what you say it is, it's a massive problem. And we are a modern country, we've got some resources, and you should be created. So I just want to make that comment.
It's
just
important
to
think that
it's really interesting. Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. I just have two questions. One of the challenges we have in all areas of our country, but especially in rural areas, is the issue of mental health services. You know that mental health services have to endure stigma and their damage, and whether the healthcare providers who serve them oftentimes are under-resourced and overstressed. Now, I'd also want to make a question to the Minister of Earlier this year with regards to psychiatric hospitals in the country. He informed me that comes to the problem is huge vacancy rates, huge people who can't care. The psychiatric one, it was shut in, as a vacancy rate of all over 50%, as to other psychiatric hospitals. And so, and we understand why there is high vacancy rates, and still the mental health can be managed. And so the question is, what is the department doing to address this? The human resources, the general services, because even though there is scarcely still a problem that remains. Second question I have is with regards to the infrastructure. I think in 2014, 2015, last century, the local clinic had to stop its progress into the public because of its common problems and its future fine problems. Has that been addressed? And if not, why will it be addressed? And then last question, how does it feel like how much the level is speaking about in terms of your irregular and also waste and food expenditure. And I see what you've written here is prospective in terms of what you're going to value. But my question is, what is going to happen to those who are responsible for that consequences? Have you identified those who have acted in an irregular way that resulted in some of the consequences? Thank you.
What makes you think of it? Can you give us a little while before you pay?
the friends in Uzbekistan, they are fantastic. It's with regard to slide 20 and 21. 20 and 21. There are no time frame for those people that are headed to. I wonder if really that is going to affect our time. Well, what is the time frame? Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. To what extent does the health department in the local depend on the CWs and walls? Just how, to what extent does it depend? Because it looks like it's a trend that the community health care demands and walls and things like that are things that the department hides behind instead of taking compound and training. Connecting these people to proper structures in Russia. They are okay as long as somebody is moving around and doing something that can exploit it. Just a matter of individual, that's where the class of transformation in the system. So maybe look into that. And could you please give us names of projects and candidates and the progress made for maintenance and refurbishment. Then I will have 75 projects to do refurbishment. Nobody says where and how many, how much and how many equipment is going to be taken where. So if we do oversight with this document and try to see what has been achieved and what to do, you won't see anything because you don't know what is happening. Yes, that we have 72 projects for refurbishment, where and what. We've got new and refurbished equipment, maybe 100, and we don't know where and how, and maybe even how much that will cost. It's just confusing. And then, of course, there is something called buying of accommodation. I wonder whether you're buying houses or land to build accommodation. You just buy land. I mean, buying accommodation. Maybe you know, but we don't know what we mean by buying accommodation. Whether you are buying houses or you are building, you are buying land to build houses for people. Now, it is a crime to build a facility and not just at our time of seeing the letter. That one of your major problems is climate occupation, from the inability to occupy the facility that is located. Maybe one of the good things you can put it in there. If you say that it will be occupied, I don't know what. Maybe you will explain why you have such a problem. One specific shot, if you have just one problem like that, I don't think you can repeat it unless something is going on. Okay. You talk about upgrading of firewood and storage systems in the province. I'm need to understand that National is trying to do that regulation to restore the wood that they pass to all the regulations. But I think it's a national problem that school has no problem with that regulation and it's a water scarce place. Maybe if you can try to find out how far that particular project, national project, is going, it may help you in your plan. You talk about tens of residential accommodation, and I said, please explain, you are listening, 10 or flats. And in Mosina, we were told that there is enough land somewhere to build a new hospital. And maybe plant accommodation for professionals. And how far is this going? And even the old place, by the way, it is the most, can fill up accommodation, a massive hospital. but maybe some people think that demolition something is more costly because you get a tender for demolishing and then get a tender for cleaning. But you don't just build in a bush garden because people will go there. You can change the way people are. And it's not a matter of just work. Tomatoes are not spending a lot of stone. But that's a heat. That is not the way we should be doing things. I think maybe that is okay because that's all we need to work. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Just one question from two years. You have not heard any issue of mental health as a situation. The second one is, I got a letter from a university about a clinic in a church in Philadelphia that was built and completed in 2 weeks. I would tell you, I would appreciate, I'm not going to read it, but I would appreciate it if you could tell me very well. I was very, very interested in that. There is a snake, and then it's sitting at the bottom. The clinic is accommodated. This is official stated that think, okay, the snake that is being fed is occupying the floor, and the official stated that they call the Department of Environmental Affairs and their experts. It is said that the experts say that they cannot remove the thing because now it has established a home and however, the staff and live in fear that the snake will come out from underneath the floor to hunt. Thank you.
before they divide that the age in accepting the same bodies. But with the meeting, we realize that again we need to check out the stand due to the reason that on average for argumentation, we know that we don't have just much of a problem, but our problem was how we manage the audits. They went and did the audit verification or the asset verification. When they came back, we realized that there were not really any assets that did not find. We then instructed our CEO to quickly go and check those assets because those assets were not found. So you know, in the working environment, a mini machine, you can't necessarily move from one day to one day. And when they went back, the mini machine was not found in one day. But because we found those assets, we then organized a truck to carry those assets to the office for everybody to verify them. There was then when we found us to say, CFO, we should have found the head of the office. We are not going to entertain that. So we now play by the rule which we have said is correct, and because there was no question, we would be jumped at heaven. So hence, when we check on my public agenda like myself, this time around we have agreed with all the senior members to say, back and when the outing has been done today, not allow only junior staff to be with them, because all the issues could have been found at heaven when we were with them. We also learned that when we put in our hospitals, they'll give an impression that everything is fine. That on the last day, they raised quite a lot of issues to our CEOs, and our CEOs, because they know that the importance of running at the sea, they end up waiting for us to enter the airport. When we come in, they're going to try to explain. I'll tell you an example, like in the issue of the lean management. There were certain means which were not captured on the machine because of certain reasons in which we thought had, you know, supporting documents. We went to a method of bringing in CEOs to come and explain the supporting documents. But agents were not this information which we have given by the way of the situation. So we no longer rely on what to actually manage that we will reconstruct it. Even when it makes sense. So we try to push them back to the old. So we learned a lot because the lesson of our father said, maybe the previous team was very much accommodative than the other period. And as a result, we need to change our standards when we, you know, engage our agency. And by so doing, we're very confident that, you know, we don't find ourselves with the background. So we have realized and accepted to say, as a department, we do have the capacity that we have those other positions that we need to fill. And we are very much critical for us to, you know, strengthen certain, you know, components that are going to talk about. I'll give an example. We've got a company that we have just established now, which is quite well administrated as well, which is called internal control. We said we need to get around five officials who've got understanding of how audit is run. People who is not interpret the standards, the accounting standards. We've just appointed one now who assisted us a lot. We referred that as we're dealing with creation of audit, they started to begin in the background of confirmation with the external stakeholders, where they were saying state asset is supposed to give us a confirmation to say our contingent liability is referring to the particular case, $16.8 billion. We went and said we're talking to state asset when they requested that information. State asset took a bit of time to respond. They closed for us. When they closed for us, they said the limitation, and we understand the limitation was going to lead us to explain. We engaged with them after we received the information to say, we received the information, but that everything was going to be great. We even went and said we're bringing the MEC to negotiate on our behalf after we have, you know, realized that they are not, you know, listening to us. Let me tell you that we were assisted by the person that we appointed who can propose it, who are the supposed breakout. We intend that being difficult on their side, they can try to tell you that that is responsibility in terms of their international position. They were supposed to just come to us and say, CFO, we require that we confirm the external negotiation to do this. And we give them a, you know, a more ahead. They should manage and they should penalize us. But they were going to penalize us. I'm telling you, the report and be started for them to remove that barrier. After the years, more difficult and much. So those are the things that we learned from how the religion displays are seen to be the way of color and sign, how the outcome is not what we expected, and we are committed to making sure that we can do it outcomes are supposed to follow. Looking at the two of them, we need to know that it's a set of problems because our problem is very much, situated. When we find that in our rural hospitals, our downtown used to be very high, but this time around we tried to make the point that we shouldn't be experiencing that much of a downside. And when we are not having a system, we end up having a bad cross. And when the system is hard and bad, you find that our people are not capturing the issue of the system like that. So when we don't capture the system, it means the building is not taking place. That is when we are hosted, we found one thing to say, there are two patients that are not in the system. So when the result of our building is actually seen as a point by the university, this time around, we are going to have what we call an extension report on the monthly basis. An extension report will be looking to two things. Section visit are recorded manually. And the recommendation of one that is in the system. The moment you pick up that the extension patients that have not been recorded in the system, we then say that's what within 5 days, after month end, we need to concentrate on in the monthly system. So that we should deal with the element of computers, because that's the one that compromise. We have also gone to the extent of now agreeing with our professors that present. As it has in writing of all these all debt, because even if we invest on them, we are just going to waste money when we don't get money. Other than the medical aid and department. But individuals who are not funded by either medical aid or any other department, allow us to write off so that we shouldn't be better there. But we must also say that we need the research now. Death or area of potential of revenue, they allow us to do so. He said by the end of September we will reflect all these deaths. From around 5 million, we are looking, reducing our debt moving to around 250 million. And that is not easy. And we will spend our resources on that, because we know that we will be able to cover the line. That is, why I'm so confident that this government end of 60 we are going to get another right of the which will be very positive, that we are going to deal with the matter of benefits. On the regular and welcome expenditure, I would like to indicate that in every 2015 Pachadia, that would work for education. You will recall that in 2015, our irregular expenditure was received at around 2 billion. And these 2 billion are actually the result of the cumulative figure. Because we went to the extent of identifying everything and treating, under administration, we were not allowed to get a qualified auditor, and we were not allowed to find a clear explanation due to issue of confusion or whatever, or accuracy. But in 2016, we managed to control quite a lot of expenditure, and we have reduced by plus minus 6,000 million. So you can see that our But due to the fact that those projects are still continuing, every time on those projects, we are supposed to disclose that every day of the city. It is a issue of whether that particular contract was concluded 5 years ago. We are supposed to disclose that back. When you disclose it, we are trying our other vendors to disclose and also making the point that it should be in and out of the process. So that it shouldn't be seen increasing our schedule of irregular expenditure. Whereas in a year that we do, we found that irregular expenditure was achieved around 2 million, meaning that something that we are starting to manage is about. Same as you can waste expenditure, majority of our internal investment is actually terrible in the important cases. Not to other ICANs, because other ICANs are starting to manage them. And medical care cases, as you know, is one decision we need to make. We have to be a cumulative kind of a figure. Everyone the cases are concluded.
但是我要真正可以买矿石，我也可以在五十块钱出点水就行。
Yeah, there was this question of what kind of implementation projects. The question was, we are participating on the development of water pressure in our city now. Department of Water Affairs has given us its own contract because it was completed by water pressure. We do have our own budget, where that particular construction, because we have now, pulled that construction to be under our ambit. As and when they came out certain projects, we are the ones who are paying them, no longer water pressure. In our department, we've got our own engineers who are managing and monitoring those projects within the department. We therefore mean that we do have the capacity to manage them. I think that is all the questions.
Potentially, she more than Honorable Chair and members. The issue relates to community health workers and NPOs. This is also historic, but members, you would recall before 1994, we used to have these NPOs working within our communities, raising funds, and some of these funds were even being, managed by churches. Now, with the new dispensation, the very same part of these NGOs, they remain doing what they used to do those years, even if now they've been transformed in terms of government needs. But now, government decided to recognize them and continue funding because the international standards actually said to some of those organizations that now it's your government. Let local government fund you. We've got those historic NGOs, the human elements from Skukuni. Sakurana is one of those NGOs which have been there, which were started by, for Tanzania, some of the people, to make sure that they respond there. And now they continue being funded by the state. In this way that indeed there are some minor which we feel now we need to start looking at administration fees, which is the middleman. But giving a chance of, let's give an example, 30 million to different people, part of that money it goes to administration. Within administration, there is salary for the director and board members. Before stipend. Yes, indeed, some of the organizations are really failing us. But this is the reason why the outcry that they are not being paid on time, especially if it is happening, and so adding us. To understand that in Limpopo, we're starting to can say, maybe we need to start looking at that administration part. And remove it and make sure that we take over this carrot. Currently we don't have a directorate in the department which used to be funded by the EU, it used to be called PDPAC. That is the agency which we're looking at to make sure that they run it. The other challenges which are also facing forcing us to change the status quo. Management of those funds. Currently, there has been one organization which was by mistake, sent 750,000 instead of 75,000. When it discovered it, we found that they had already withdrawn that money, the balance that they left, the 75,000 alone in their account. The rest, we couldn't actually trace where it is. The case now is with the coordinator, in fast. Another one, the director for the GPO team. We have confiscated that EFL option yet, and then unfortunately now some of those NGOs, we are forced to close them. When we close them, we actually talk to the nearby
NPO to take over those cameras in terms of back end management and everything. It's not an easy process. In terms of how much they are paying, being paid, it ranges between 1,800 to 2,500, depending on what you are doing. And I do have a table here, even if it's not telling you exactly in how many lay controllers which are grouped into the lay controller 1, 2, 3. And then we do have HTT meters, we have gate heaters. These are the groups which went in here forward and presenting. Actually mentioned the types of cameras. But overall, the amount which we are currently going to spend for this 3-year contract or cycle is 237,000, yes, million yen. Then this is the money which we will be actually using. We are left with 12 more months, you know, to finish this. We are going to start looking in terms of transitional period to finally make sure that this process indeed reaches legitimate, that there are a lot of challenges within the whole thing. The end game, in the sense that, you know, these NPOs are attached to our clinics. Any patient, you know, having been to the clinic, appropriately being referred to this NPO. In this way that they are going to monitor how you're giving or taking the medicine. They also train health conditions in some of the defaulters to encourage you to go back to the clinic so that you can go and restart your treatment. If they are visiting the village and in their homes, they find those for some reasons or whatever. They are very sick, but they are not actually coming to the clinic. As actually encouraging those community members to go to the clinic. They're doing quite a good job, which we are really definitely, you know, appreciating. Nationally, you know, together with other provinces, we're looking at how formally can we encourage these people. Lastly, the biggest challenge is these people, in terms of, you know, standards, some of them, you know, for standards, find the old one, which is maybe grade 7 nowadays. Some of them are in triplets, and they've been there. Now, who are you going to leave in that? That is literally one of the hurdles which we need to start looking at. But we are starting to say, yes, in our clinics, in our health centers, we need general workers. The very same people could still go, especially those ones, because now we are starting to say, matric. It means this person who has been in this NGO for 15 years and not having matric, they fall away. And then now come to U.S. political leaders, rightly so. Then these are people who can always now start saving and making sure that their assistance in those things are denied. There are others who have a career path from this. They are currently nurses. They train, they are already involved nurses, professional nurses. Maybe for many reasons, you know, those rural areas where you find somebody with 4 or 5 distinctions, but for some reason this person is not in the relation to our education, even now currently, we are still finding some of those people. I think we can leave the initial gating to community health workers, because nationally there is something which is being planned with the national treasure. Maybe just to say, mushrooming. Our retirees, for some reason now they start bringing into those unemployed, you know, good, and then immediately they go to Department of Social Development, they register an NGO. Very easy, by the way, to do, to register an NGO, which we need to start talking to our sister Department of Social Development. Because it just need a constitution of that group of people from the group of people who are actually agreeing that they will, you know, they will actually make sure that the organization lasts, and then start raising funds. these are some of the biggest problems which we need to start looking at, you know, discouraging mushrooming. Bosina, we do have this formation here. It is the land now is acquired, but I'll come here to question the fund in terms of business age and everything. It is a very, very important hospital in this country. Maybe that, as we all know, it's next to Bay Bridge, an international, I call it international hospital, mainly because, you know, some of the Zimbabweans would walk into Limpopo, get treatment and walk back home. And even walk into some of those things in the area. Leading to equipment generally, we have actually centralized resources. We do have a list of equipment which we are currently procuring for our facilities. We are currently, you know, we are going to spend almost 17 million rand. This is not relating to capital equipment, big equipment. These are IT machines, computers and lights, which we have centralized and we are waiting for delivery. Mental health, vacancy rate, yes, it is high. For the very simple reason that it's not easy to also, you know, convince some of our colleagues. Even after they come to us and say, I want to go and train and become a psychiatrist, I'll come back home and come and work. The tenant comes to maybe Cape Town or Joburg, and then when he or she completes to pay for one, we are making a follow-up on some of them demanding them to pay back the money. Because, you know, they make a promise and we release them with, you know, that notion that indeed they will be coming back to Limpopo, but they're not coming. But we are teaching. Just last week, we have already spoken to three psychiatrists who are in private Indian program. They've agreed to come and rejoin us on sessional basis, like 5, 8 or 20 hours per session. And then what is left is just for us to sign the contract with them. We think it was going to add value in terms of minimally reducing, you know, the clearing vacancy. Local clinic, the electrical supply is attended to, it's fine now. And then the only thing what we are left with is alternative electrical supply, which is part of the issues under adhering. But general electrical supply is attended. Maybe just to touch base a little bit on clinic expenditure. Yes, we do have a consequence management at some time. In a secular way now, if we will find an officer who might have actually caused that, there will be consequence management. And then we have just sent this to the relevant institutions last week to make sure that all, you know, comply. Time frames, we take a note of this. We will definitely supply that even in terms of the types of, you know, projects. We couldn't even start our work, our document was going to be like this. But we do have that information. We can send it to you and check it by next week Friday. Accommodation, yes, we are procuring some houses and some flats within town. But we are also in the process, you know, building, you know, some townhouses, some flats for our staff and the department. But where we can find a flat in, you know, soon, we do purchase. We have got some within Brooklyn which we purchase. And I guess I'm saying it's mainly within town. The clinic in Benabella has got a very long story, in the sense that these are some of the, you know, provincialized things which were once run by the municipality, and we took them over and we upgraded it Unfortunately, when we are created, the soil was not right, the workmanship was not okay. This is also a difference between the implementing agent and the research provider, which is the contractor. There is an issue of snake link protection. I wish we could have kept that information even before we arrived here. I think we could have tried to assist. Water supply, you know, especially from the roof, yes, we are all looking up and making sure that yes, indeed, the day that water is relevant communities will appropriately benefit from that project. But again, I can give you shepherds and giving example around Jimmy first, where now there is a time which you know, supplies the community, and there was, for some reason, there was no water, and the community actually interrupted the water supply into that hospital. And then we had to request the municipality to assist us in doing that, but very, very expensive. So we are all looking forward to make sure that that part is being attended to. Chairperson, I might have skipped some few things. CFO is really spoken about AG and everything. The legend is one that we are currently working with a totally different team, which differs from the one which indicates us in the past 3 years or so. But we will actually bring them closer and make sure that we understand each other. Because painful, very painful to see some of the behaviors, to find that they're when they're trying to engage the world. I call it Walala Wasan, because we were not really unable. We had to use other offices. You know, Office of Audit Committee Chairperson, who also had an influence on some of these decisions, who also helped us. I think let me rest case here. We will you know, hand over to MC to you know shift whatever if you might have.
Thank you. I think you try to cover a lot. I just want to indicate that the experience I have in terms of rural whether studying in rural public you work in the rural from a big word with me or friend here. We were just going to for our hospital to spend 4 months doing family medicine block. And the student that one had, that hospital was running one box. When you have a student that also goes and do that, family medicine and come in and cut it. We learned to do Caesar before we became doctors, during that time. I think my colleague would understand. You, because he was not choice. And if the patient develops a spinal cord, then the doctor will be operating. That is one issue to make you talk about circumstances. I've never went in private sector until we started in that doctor. And if it works for me, that is to see people suffering. You know, when we come back on Friday, we will go to town. When we come back on Monday, that's the last. People will tell the street, the day we left, we didn't go and change to carry along. People are changing that we have got to just sit and then coat and stethoscope, they don't have doctors. Now, that thing might be psychological, of course, because the other study that maybe somebody, our advisor on in front of to do a study on that. See, if a physical study in the rural region, will that have any problem in the way? That's why I want to work in Germany. There was no problem anymore, there was no problem. But by the time I finished my engineering, I'm sure if you visit that hospital, they have started and they have started on because we then become an advocate for your patients. You went ahead, you discovered IVP, and you debate on behalf of your patients to say, I need a time today. And I think that's what we need to develop with the type of doctors that are having a message that we are going to use. Who will then become advocates for their own community that they are living out. So I still strongly believe that medical school, which wants to produce that type of doctors, will not be self-centered, but will be strategic and understand the plight of the poor person so that we can. So I'm very still appreciative of the fact that the commission for the in particular campaign of the academic hospital to be financed in GMG. While the national competence we expect to proceed and push at this level that the academic hospital must be built to not continue to postpone the sustaining. We've been postponing to emphasize the sustaining. Now we want that academic. While it would better improve if the image of the province because when you have an academic hospital, you then have investors coming into the province. It will no longer be as well as the honorable woman has said. It can't continue to be rural. And infrastructure coming into, like a medical school, change the whole image of the reality. And I think on NPO, I'm not going to say much, but just say to one question on how do you meet this level. We have met with them. We meet. The reason why they're not talking much in like in other provinces is because on a regular basis, last month I was in Guyana, this is the concept of central shores of the Guyana. I went up with my husband and registered as CEO and get this young man to go and express them, get the money and pay them. While the mission is standard fee, I will pay them what I want. Now the question is, when we want to absorb them, what criteria are we going to use? Because if we're saying we want a health worker to control what we have, or put all these factors at the level of education, our population have that particular case that we really want. It's something that we still need to engage even further. You know, it's like when we are interested, you see when we went to the drama hospital, and we say, what is we're interested in the kitchen? There were people who were employed by the teacher. And yet, she has employed people who do not even have metrics and do not even understand sometimes, in fact, the main operation, the metrics is about written rights. Now, the question is, what do you do when you have a food safe aid present, where you have a metric? Do you absorb this one who were appointed because they were sisters and brothers of someone who was a teacher? Or do you go and appoint this graduate who is a food safe aid practitioner? These are the things that we are dealing with, and they've got a lot of conflicts that we are trying to manage. I'm just answering the question is, what is the criteria? Social development is not best. We just avoid anybody. So now when we want to optimize, international is busy doing that standardization. We will therefore be guided by them to say, what is the criteria of this particular person we want to avoid. Muslim hospitals, I think one of the issues is called the national license is because, if you remember, Muslim is still in the future, and remember it's an NHI channel. If you look at all these projects that we are presenting to you, what is really anything about remedy? Because we don't have control over the projects in remedy. They are within the nation. I think we are very busy with Dr. Chad after the visit. So you just have to say, until when are we going to have Mucina? I think the last time we did, there was not even an X-ray machine which we managed to buy. We've been buying without the budget for Mucina. We don't have budget for vending issues. And but we end up doing that. You raise the issue of Chizinho also. We come with our even region. Chizinho is also an entire kind of project that we use in facility. Even hospital was hoping to be living in Fasichi. The land is there. Chizini, there was a copies of the land in the whatever movie copies, but that has been resolved because it's quite violent. It's Chizini is the land, it's slow. Slow hospital, you remember the president announced it in very clear. The famous slow. I think it's the legend coming from the end. And I think that there we need to be honest and agree that we're not been doing well. It's now we start to finalize to get a film to the region. Because the infrastructure has never enjoyed being involved like other districts. And now it's very painful. To respect our town by the king, in fact. And the king feels we are not challenging other districts except to have them. And the districts are pushing each other then. My Abalaka company is there, our border, even though I say Waterbank, but they feel that we are not doing anything for them. people to be very comfortable. The whole was meant for a few people in town. Now it has been expanded to heaven. The whole macabre municipality. There's a lot of people waiting. Women who are there to deliver will be so confused. When they see us opening, state of the art in town, they tell you, the people who are in the inside asking, what is wrong with us? Because you have got to build a city was in both facilities at the same time. So we're saying, instead of infrastructure in heaven, we are not doing heaven. And I come around the city to Dr. Shah to say, change. What can we first change this? Because people are losing patience on the ground. When they see streets of change in a city there, doing opening a hospital, doing all that, and nothing happening in that street, it is painful for them. And I think there we need to admit that in terms of infrastructure, then we are not saying the culture is not taken. Our medicine hospital is running. And it's the most decent potential people can tell you. Our regular people, my appointment, I think my enforcement is regular in that particular meeting in Vigiva, in Kachibana. And remember our counterparts, our brother in the system, they cross the border just to come and deliver, then they can go back. That's why you find the overcrowding in Muslim. I think we need to be honest and say, let's contract the improvement on that. And but otherwise we are focusing on clinics in Bembe where we want on the river tradition and Jeanette there, she's teaching there for the clinics. But for the hospitals this course is that we need to build in the resources or money, I don't know what it's been draining for quite some time and it's a cause for concern to us. The middle of we are dealing with the issue of human as the issue has indicated. The issue of infection is a crisis, not only for us. In the public sense, in the country, it's a challenge. But when you come to rural province, it's in the backlog. And say, we took somebody to go and keep us trying to judge like that. We say that because it's a lot. Because from the first year, we say we don't have patients or vets, and we don't have patients to push. Will go to the kennel, taking them. The moment they finish specializing them for all the reasons why they can't come in and serve. It goes back to say, if they have trained in the home, they will probably never stay there and serve. But we are working on the question. I think we had a setback when we had one of our nurses, one was assaulted in Malamele by a gas station, the other one was even murdered by national health care. We're seeing it in national health supporting, but the minister has the team to investigate our security charge there. We have a report, we're working on how to separate security of such a good mental health of facility like Ayani compared to any other hospital. So we are working on those recommendations that we need to improve. And because number three, mental health facility. It's a more compliant and everything, but we are complying with the 72 hour observation and working hard on the issue of stigmatization because all of us here, all of us are mental care cases. We might be found the beauty of our county, to yeah, but there's no one who can claim that they know they have a need of mental health and we just don't get to agree. Now, Chairperson, the issue that you, or that the issue is about buying accommodation, like what Sir was saying, in the Horizon, we said, like, you have to find out, there's a baby here, which is identified, we don't have accommodation for Dr. Ben, what would have been that problem. So that's what we're saying. This building that agriculture is left, or probably where it's left, what does it purchase and renovate? And this one is just hanging. And then the IDT question, our relationship with the IDT. Yes, we have problems, but we developed systems to say, since last year, on Monday days, I personally with the meeting and the chief director was meeting with the IDT
we want to cover on everything. And the issue is, if you need to be to observe, there are complexities in your operational as a position, but it works. We have to open. But if you have a good problem, make it back, we'll finish by then. We get the mind, don't finish, don't finish with any, we'll meet in court. We finish and start out, we'll finish for Frankel now. We'll finish my EMF. If you look at all the infrastructure that Matthew do, we will get. We meet them, even with their consultants, we say, look, we are not here to talk about how important it is. We want to finish this. If you don't finish, there must be consequences. Because it's about patients. When we ask them, I've never had like, a contractor to say, pay to finish. If they actually expect them to do so, for me to be allowed to provide that person. If not, we're forcing another level of relationship. But once the intimacy agent understands you what you want, then they will do like what you're saying. So that's what is waiting for us in terms of IT, that they are, that we were able to give them money this year because for them, all the equipment, for all the infrastructure that last year we gave them time to, we were able to finish. So everything is possible in settlement, investment, and everything. Unless it's done, until it's done, practically, it's impossible. So we believe that it will work. Now, just to also add on the issue of some infrastructure and the time frame, whether we do have so that we can come to cover that. I think the page is the right that the CEO has to after 18 from, I think it was 13 and 18. You can see that, like, so we're taking out the hospital. We are going to upgrade the SRIC and whatever. So by October 2016, the project should have been advertised and up. So if you go through that, it can ask you when you do oversight. Whereas the Java hospital, we would have done it, central mini half London, it will be advertised this month, October 16. So when you come next time, if you go through this, we do have the details to say, it will be advertised 2016 for that, and then there will be final issue of the component process. When we go that plan now, saying that you have to wait in a conditional way so that no, you understand now, you appreciate, and then the process starts. If you look at all of them, generation college, these are not new infrastructure, this is maintainer of the old. Bilabil, which takes me to Bilabila, this is one equation which is in the local legislature. It has been motion without motion in most of the city by all political parties. A questioning about this, because the infrastructure is like the city says, has been completed, but then a court, they are in court, public works. It has not been handed over to them. The public works and the contractor are currently in court. Now we have to sit down with the MC4 infrastructure and know and discuss this issue to say, how do we then go out to sell? It's affecting the people that don't have a finish and this issue is in court. We go together, right? They will come to give us another chance. And now we say, we will need to save money from this person and build another thing. Because that's not the way to go. Because that's the only thing for us. Any bear system is not inevitable to have it. It is not comply. You know, it's just, you can't force people to move in and think which you are told by authorities that is not you can't occupy it. So now the only thing that is left is that we need to find resources to build. Another thing, but the municipality has already given us the fund. I think next time when we come here, you will want to be ready. And that one will invite you when we do short training so that you can respond to the concerned member there who has asked that particular question. And on medical negligence, the same chance to respond that yes, we are not doing well like on the other provinces. Because lawyers, the case you can't bring them, they are very well doing our work. As I said, even when you have state of the art, many cases will not go to court. Because if a family member come and complain to you as a professional, you insult them, they go to CO, CO ignores them, they go to the HOG, they go to the MC, then they have no option, they go to court. Many court cases when both of now establish a medical legal unit And by the example, many cases were able to arrest them to go to court because when we see the case, we therefore begin to find it. And we're waiting for, also that you will know that the minister is finalizing this whole issue of making an arbitration, so that the issue is that to go to court. That people will come and look to the government development case here and we find a way around to settle so that we really, the amount of money that will be spending. If the settlement is 8.5 million, if it's 5 settlements, this is the money that we could be fixing all our infrastructure, but we're just saying we have a long way to go on the COVID, but the most important is if our professionals can begin to learn how to access when there's government involved and have empathy and compassion to the patients who will not be litigated. What is it is because we are arrogant and patients are punishing us for.
I don't think that's another
listening to the arguments and issues raised, but to also the as we engage more on some of the issues. We are still going to, because remember all of us here represented, we are still going to the process where we are still going to check the different groups. So they call them again. So we know that we are in a very rural province, we are in a very difficult taking and the current administration is probably in some challenges, but I don't think that we are ready to win because this one is a home for the I think we have come to the end of the episode. We would like to encourage all the institutions and all the institutions and all the institutions to check. I hope all of you have picked up that decided that first we are looking at this. But as a community that is for Christian responsibility, we have a very message for all the colleagues that we think because all the institutions make sure that our people are safe and they are finished. By the state of the government, by the state of the Thank you.
Thank you.